As college students across our region head back to campus this month, neighborhoods surrounding the schools brace for the influx. In many of these college towns, the wave of student renters can also bring competition for housing and higher prices. And investors who rent to students can often afford to pay more for houses than families can. As Keystone Crossroads contributor Emily Reddy reports, the borough of State College has a unique program to retain some family-friendly areas around Penn State, though it comes at a steep price.
It's just a short walk from the municipal building in downtown State College, where Ed LeClear works as borough planning director, to a two-story brick house on Foster Avenue. The blocks surrounding it are full of apartment buildings and fraternities, but this block is mostly single-family homes.
So here's the house.
There's a for sale sign out front, but LeClear says it's finally under contract after several months on the market.
So here's the kitchen. They had done some rehab on the kitchen before we bought it.
The State College Borough's Redevelopment Authority bought this house, removed the permit that allowed owners to rent it to students, and is reselling it as a part of the Neighborhood Sustainability Program.
But, really perfect size for a couple, young family.
The goal of the project is to maintain diversity in the neighborhoods near downtown, keeping students from taking over. LeClear says what experts call studentification can happen quickly to a block when students move in.
You really get anywhere from 10% to 25% of a block being students. You start to see a shift where then it starts rapidly moving toward 60, 70, 85% students. So this was really an effort to try to keep a balance, recognizing that there comes a tipping point, and it's really relatively early in the percentages, where then you start to see long-term residents leave a block.
The borough is focusing on blocks at that tipping point, not areas that are overwhelmingly students already.
We don't focus on areas that are, say, 75 or even 50% greater of students.
LeClear doesn't know of any other community with a program like this one. It's an experiment, and they're making changes as they go. The borough took a line of credit of $5 million to run the program for the first 3 years. During that initial pilot, the average cost to remove a student rental permit from a house was $61,000. That includes realtor commissions, administrative costs, debt service, carrying costs, and a bit of money to fix up the houses. But the majority of the cost comes from a price reduction because of the removal of the valuable student rental permit. Borough Council member David Brown likes the idea of the program, but doesn't think the impact can justify the cost. Last year, he voted against continuing the program after the pilot.
What troubles me about it is, I guess, two things. I think it's a very expensive program, for one, and I'm concerned that the borough and the authority that administrates it can't really afford it.
And secondly, Brown worries there are too many student rentals for this program to make a dent.
Of the hundreds of student rental houses, student licensed houses in the borough, I'm not sure at the rate that they're going or with the money that we have available, we can ever make a significant impact in really reaching the goal of getting enough of them to turn them around and so on.
They've bought and resold only about half a dozen houses so far. After the pilot, the borough made some changes to the program. They now purchase only student rentals that currently have students in them. And LeClear says an important change was to make it so property owners could rent to non-students.
The initial three houses we purchased back when we had restrictions on no rental at all took a year to sell. And that was what we found in that was, I'm a potential buyer. I'm looking at that property. I have no intent to ever rent. But what happens if something happens to me, or if I go into sabbatical, or I'm deployed, or something along those lines?
They also made some changes to better compete in the borough's aggressive real estate market. A new house in the program is giving LeClear hope that the changes are working. It sold the same day it was listed and at a higher price than they paid for it.
Up the street.
David Gaines and his family live two doors down from that house. He and his wife bought their house here 5 years ago.
On the very first night we lived here, someone was passed out right where we're standing at, 3 in the morning or something. And I thought she was really far gone, and I didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what did we get ourselves into,
Gaines says some years the students were great. Other years there were issues. The general disrepair of the house and frequent parties started to affect the surrounding houses.
What we started to see when this particular house was going downhill was a lot of the neighbors were leaving the neighborhood, and the sales prices were impacted. There were two houses on the street that sat on the market for a long time.
The borough is considering other potentially cost-effective changes to the program, including buying the student rental permits instead of the homes. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Emily Reddy.